So IHT is a global IT service provider. It's present in 15 countries and 200 offices around the globe. And we are delivering application services and infrastructure services. We are adopting constantly new practices. We've got a kind of continuous learning model in place. So we're improving constantly. And by having that in place with our in-house projects, we can talk to our customers and explain what the best practices are.
Customer expectations are changed. Now they expect us to release our software every 4 weeks. This shortens the development lifecycle.
Customers want nowadays that we really start working together with them.
TFS and Visual Studio makes development really fun because it gives us the right set of tools for our product owners, developers and testers to do their job.
We had one in-house project which started to work agile, and they really wanted to adopt agile, but it was a highly distributed team. The developers were in India, the customers were at their site, and we had that physical scrum board with the yellow papers on there with the backlog items, what should be in the product. And just because the customer was offsite, not on the scrum room, he started to shoot emails. And then we started to adopt Team Foundation service. And the customer now can add backlog items immediately on the scrum board. So we remove the emails, which are actually backlog items, to the central repository of Team Foundation server, where everybody has access to it. So everybody knows what was going on. My biggest advice for teams who are starting to adopt Agile and actually start adopting Agile application lifecycle management is having that continuous improvement backlog in place. You can't adopt application lifecycle management in one shot. It's really also a cultural aspect. Application lifecycle management is more than buying only the tool. It's also a culture, a process, a methodology process. Application lifecycle management is really working together. You are working together to deliver one product, one piece of business value. So trust is a major part from a cultural perspective.